Third quarter underway. Panthers with the ball heading to the far end of the Tiger Den, leading 27-19. And, oh, look out there. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jackson Gould. Just a fall may have been too close to see. There was really heavy contact as Gould ran into the back of Cade Brenner, and he could have easily got his fourth foul, and that would have been big trouble for the Tigers. Ian Rosch, left side to Wolf, guarded by Carson Gould, out to the top, Bontrager, trying to go to Ian Rosch, couldn't get him the ball. Rosch had to come out a little farther to get it. He's guarded by Martin, off his screen, to the foul line, in the lane. Rosch ran out of space, kicks it back to Brenner against Trey Davis. Davis drives in the lane, all the way across for Bontrager. Bontrager back to Wolf in the corner. He's trapped there. He bounces out to Bontrager, then back out to Brenner at the volleyball line. He'll drive to the elbow. He'll come up shooting and hit it. I believe that the best way, and maybe about the only way to stop him, is to never let him get the ball. Carson Gould slipped it inside. Martin scores. Martin with eight, and it's 29-21 in favor of Northwood a minute into quarter three. Wolf in between the circles, right side to Bontrager. Now to Cade Brenner, now to the left side to Wolf. Down outside the block for Tyler Rosch, back to the sideline, and then to Bontrager at the elbow. Hands back to Brenner, he's beyond the three-point arc, whips it down inside, Bontrager gets free. He had Gould behind him, so he had an easy path to the basket for two, and Northwood's back ahead by 10, 31-21. Jackson Gould, right baseline, under the basket, leans back, shoots it, lefty off the glass and in. Gould's got nine. He's eight away from Dan Elliott for number 10 on the all-time scoring list. More importantly, he's put his team back with an eight. Well, the Tigers got to get a stop, and they haven't got one yet. Wolf against Bontrager. Down to the baseline for Tyler Rosch. Back into the corner for his brother Ian. Up the baseline, and a foul's going to be called on Brant Martin. And now Martin's got three. First team foul against either team of the second half. Out of bounds to the Panthers. And we will have Drew Heckman kind of skip to the scores table and check in. Martin will get a break and bring his three fouls to the bench. Ian Rosch in the corner to Tyler. To the wing for Wolf. Surveying, Brenner pops out in the corner, shoots a three over Davis, and he shot it short. And the rebound to Jackson Gould for the Tigers. Jackson Gould takes off, left side of the lane, all the way down, shoots it off the glass, no good. Rebound loose in the lane. Trey Davis can't knock it away from Ian Rosch. Up ahead to Brenner, in from the right, fakes, shoots, missed it. Rebound, Jaeger comes out of there with a big, muscling rebound. Carson Gould, long pass, near corner. Jackson Gould, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Jaeger. Jaeger under the basket. Back out to Jackson. Makes a fake. Got grabbed and a foul called. Is that going to be a shooting foul? It should be. That's a big-time grab right there. That's I got beat. I know I'm beat. And free throws are coming up here for the Tigers. Wolf gets the foul, his second. I wouldn't call it unsportsmanlike, but it pretty close to that. He grabbed him and spun him around. Gould's free throw is good. Jackson in double figures, 10 points. His 10th double figure game of the season. Gould shoots again and makes them both. He's got 11, two out of two at the line. So the Tigers get a stop and 2 points with it. They're within six, 5:20 left to play third quarter here at the Tiger Den. Round number five of the NLC. Ian Rosch ball picked away. Oh, a foul call. Drew Heckman knocked it free. He dribbled a couple extra dribbles and then turned around and immediately got the ball to Trent Long, which was the right thing to do. Heckman with his first, team second. Wolf in the backcourt. Brings it up against Carson Gould. Right side for Ian Rosch. Again, spelled R-A-A-S-C-H. Bontrager, they dare him to drive. He throws to the baseline. Brenner will back out and shoot a 15-footer. That's no good, and Gould's got that rebound. Gould up the middle of the court, kicks it out. Heckman, a transition three is an air ball, and the rebound is grabbed by Wolf, and then Carson Gould's back there trying to get it back away from him. Now he's pressured, and a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Carson, and that'll be his third. You can't do that when you have two fouls in the middle of the third quarter, because that's just not a good foul to take. It was also not a good shot to take. Heckman's got to go to the basket there. The big guys, Brenner, Rosh, Bontrager, were all back upstream. He had a path to the basket that was not hard to see. Ian Rosh, the baseline on Heckman, couldn't shoot. Throws it out to Tyler. Tyler hands back to Ian. Ian surveys, hands to Wolf. Wolf down to the baseline for Tyler Rosh. Rosh, one hands it out to Bontrager on the wing. Backdoor cut. Brenner got free, blocked. Foul called. Brenner cut to the basket. Davis got beat just enough. And Trey's going to pick up his first foul and send Brenner to the free throw line. And you know what we said about him in the first half. He never misses. He never, ever, ever misses. I'm trying to hex him if you didn't know. He never, ever, ever misses. He hit three in a row earlier. He hasn't missed in this game. Free throw up, and it's good. 17 points now for the 6'3" senior. One more for Brenner on the way, and perfect. 5 for 5, 18 points. Heckman in the backcourt against Bontrager, 1-on-1, 4:20 left to play, third quarter. Northwood leads Warsaw by 8, and Heckman threw the ball away at midcourt. Stolen by Wolf. He leads the break, runs into Gould. Block from behind, and Trey Davis was out of bounds when he grabbed the basketball. What a block by Trey Davis. He saved the day. Heckman comes out. Carson Gould comes out. Luke Bricker is in, and Brant Martin's back in. Brenner lobs it out for Ian Rosh. Back to Brenner off a screen, twirling three. Rebound out of bounds. It should be Warsaw ball. It should have been a foul on Ian Rosh because he put two hands right in the middle of Luke Yeager's back and shoved him under the basket. So the Tigers get the ball back, down by 8. Davis comes back to accept the inbounds pass, then gives it right back to Jackson Gould, who gave it to him. Gould looks around as he walks across the line with the ball. Right-hand pass off to Martin, out to Yeager. Yeager trying to hand it off. Couldn't. In the corner, Jackson Gould wide open. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound grabbed by Brenner for Northwood. Again, when you get those openings, you got to make them. You got to make all of them. Brenner spins on Davis to the free throw line. Out to the right, wide open. Bontrager for three, no good. Fight for the rebound. Trey Davis has it for the Tigers. Bricker in transition. Runs into Brenner, who knocked the ball away. It's loose, and we're going to have a held ball, and the arrow belongs to Warsaw. Again, kind of a dangerous situation there. Brenner dove in, kind of knocked Bricker off balance. Worked out okay in the end. Bricker lobs into Davis in the backcourt. 3.5 minutes left to go third quarter. Tigers trail Northwood 33-25. Yeager. Had the ball knocked out of his hands. Hands back to Brant Martin. Martin in between the circles. Pressure by Bontrager. Hand off to Davis. Davis out of the right side. Yeager open and shooting for three. No good. Rebound grabbed by Brenner for Northwood. Another one and done. Up ahead, Ian Rosh. Outside the block. One hands it back across to Wolf. His three is blocked by Bricker. It's tipped and grabbed by Rosh. Tyler Rosh into the corner. Three no good by Bontrager. Bricker's got the rebound for Warsaw. Hands back to Gould. Up the far side of center. Gould, spinorama in the lane, a whistle, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Jackson. Live by it, you die by it. And that time Jackson spun into his man, and he's got his fourth with 2:44 left to go. And no movement by Matt Moore. He's going to let it ride. He knows that his best chance is to leave him out there and hope he can behave himself. Well, now except that here comes Carson to the scorer's table. They run pushed out. It did not work. They look. They find Ian Rosh on the left wing against Brant Martin. He goes behind his back, down to the left block, leans in, shoots over Yeager. Yeager got a piece of it. Ian Rosh has it back in the corner, though. Out to the wing for Tyler Rosh. He'll hand back for Brenner. Brenner at the foul line, spins on Davis, fell down, stolen. Davis the steal, races in from the left, takes it in, puts it up, no good, whistle, foul call. Tyler Rosh the foul, his second. Trey Davis shoots two. Davis got a piece of it. And then, honesty compels me to report, he grabbed Brenner's arm. That's been going on this whole game. They've let both teams do it. And he just did it. Trey shoots, missed it. Off the back of the rim, kicked off to the left. Jackson Gould out, Carson Gould in. 2:12 left to go. here in the third. Northwood leads by 8. Trey Davis, who is 11 out of 16 after that miss at the free throw line, shoots it up, got that one. That's his first point. Warsaw within 7. Brenner gets a break. J.J. Payne is in. If Warsaw is going to make a run, they're going to have to do it soon with Brenner on the bench. What you want Aaron Wolf to have to do is bring him back in when he clearly is winded. Ian Rosh, out top Bontrager, fakes left, throws it back to the right for J.J. Payne, who's in the game for Brenner. Wolf picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Back to the right, Tyler Rosh. They back way away from him. He doesn't have a three-pointer all season. That's why. Right side for Ian Rosh in the lane. Leans in, shoots it lefty. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of Northwood. And the Tigers have the ball with 1:43 left in the third, down by 7. Northwood's offense has really not been able to get going. At a 10-point first quarter, 27 at halftime, with under 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter, they only have 33. They've only scored 6 points this period. Trey Davis out to Brant Martin, to the near side to Bricker. Underneath, Trey Davis is open. He's guarded by J.J. Payne, though. Out to Bricker. Never got a shot off. Bricker had the ball knocked away. Throws it out to Trey Davis. Davis takes a look at what he's got. Left side, Carson Gould. Carson off a screen. Dribbles to the right. Under the basket. Out to a flying Jaeger. Had his shot blocked. Martin picks up the loose ball. Warsaw gets a reload. Trey Davis, right wing. And a whistle and timeout will be taken by Warsaw. Timeout Tigers with 1:06 left to play here in the third. We'll take a 30-second break with 1:06 left and Warsaw trailing 33-26. Back at 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you. The boys are in action tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock at Northside Gym in Elkhart. Jared Shaw is back with me. We'll go on at 5:55 for the Tigers and the Elkhart Lions, who probably will win tonight. I would expect them to win tonight. They're at Jimtown. Martin's got it on the right wing, but they're 4-10 going in. Bad pass, ball knocked away, picked back up by Carson Gould. And then his pass cross court is picked off by Ian Rosh. And a foul is going to be called on Trey Davis in the backcourt. They got away with one bad pass. They did not get away with a second. It'll be out of bounds to Northwood. Again, the Tigers had all kinds of chances. When Matt Moore's up here after the game, if the Tigers don't come back to win in the final 8:50 of this, he'll say, we had possessions. Out to the top, Tyler Rosh spins back, trying to hand it off. Brenner back in for this final possession, perhaps, of the third quarter. Brenner leans over Trey Davis, trying to angle him to figure out which way he wants to push him. He'll hand off to Bontrager. Bontrager trapped out top. He needs help. He got a timeout. Aaron Wolf wants timeout. That'll be their first. 25 seconds left to play here in the third. Northwood 33, Warsaw 26. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Timeout Northwood there first. They still have 3 fulls and 1:30. Warsaw has all 3 fulls. 25 seconds left to play in our third stanza. Northwood's got the ball leading 33-26, and they have the possession arrow. Brenner to Ian Rosh between the circles, 15 seconds. Warsaw is at 16 fouls again. Ian Rosh picks up his dribble, slipped it inside Bontrager, wide open for 2. He's got 8, 3 seconds. Martin across the line, shoots from midcourt at the buzzer, and it's off the back of the rim. Again, Northwood beats the clock, and they lead 35-26 after 3. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.